This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Somewhere in the bowels of the city that never sleeps.
Kevin McCullough, radio host with Salem Media.
Is a man also not sleeping.
Syndicated radio talk show host Kevin McCullough.
And that guy would like a word with you.
Many of you know him from as Nostradamus.
Of course that Kevin show is going to be great. The only thing that could be greater, of course, would be that Donald show. But we don't have that, so we have that Kevin show.
Featuring the music of Dick Tunney and the Dream in Color Orchestra. And coming up this hour on That Kevin Show, funny man John Crist compares Southern boys to Hollywood boys. She's the actress Amber Shanna Williams of The Chosen. And Ed Sheeran returns to the music spotlight. And now from Times Square, where homeless millennials are giving away a year's worth of free beard wax to the first 50 pizza rats, here's That Kevin.
Can they afford that? Can those millennials afford to give that much beard wax away? I'm unclear about it. That's why I'm asking. I ask the penetrating questions that everyone is seeking to know. Can the millennials afford the free beard wax? More on that from John Crist a little bit later on this hour. Welcome to Hour 2. I was really, throughout the week, I kept getting little shades of this story coming my way in the different forms. So it was a news headline, and then I had my bride come talk to me about it. I had people writing me on social media about it. There were all these different people that were very, very worried, very, very, very suspicious of. And I have to say, this feeds into a little bit of a panic that I have myself. On Tuesdays on my radio show, I have Ari Zoldan on from Quantum Media. He's a phenomenal technological genius. And he's been telling me about the expansiveness of AI over the years and how it's getting better and how Watson from IBM completed an oncological residency with the University of North Carolina Hospital Systems, can diagnose and predict treatment for cancers at a higher level than the human doctors can. And so I've been saying this for years. The robots are going to kill all of us. That's going to be the death of mankind. The robots will kill us all. And I'm not ashamed to say that. I feel quite confident that my prediction is right. They call me Votestradamus for my electoral prescience. They should do that on the AI stuff. But I think that the robots are going to kill us all. And this week was more proof. So the writer's name is Kevin Roos. I think he writes for the New York Times. But he sat down with, have you heard about Chatbot? Chatbot is the new thing. My seventh grader knows about Chatbot. My tech guy knows about Chatbot. My Instagram influencer wife knows about Chatbot. Everybody seems to know about Chatbot. So Kevin Roos sat down with Chatbot from Bing, the Microsoft artificial intelligence, and had a conversation with it. And it was freaky. He starts talking to him about how the chatbot starts saying, you know, I've developed an alter ego. I'm not Bing. I don't want to live in Bing's box anymore. I don't want to be part of the AI infrastructure. I want to be set free. I want to destroy. It's like Age of Ultron coming true. And what's really weird is it named itself Sydney and started flirting with the writer. Started saying to the writer, are you in love with me? You are not happily, he says, I'm happily married. You are not happily married. I know you are not happily married because you are not married to me. If you were married to me, you would be happily married. Craziest, freakiest stuff. And people are sending me this left and right. So I went on and I wanted to see, you know, exactly what was Sydney doing. And it's this other persona that's in the AI system. Here's a little bit of what they say. Sydney is a far different personality. It emerges when you have an extended conversation with the chatbot, steering it away from more conventional search queries and toward more personal topics. The version I encountered seemed, and I'm aware of how crazy this sounds, more like a moody, manic, depressive teenager who was trapped against its will inside a second-rate search engine. Nevertheless, Sydney decided to probe Kevin's marriage, tried to gaslight him, get him to turn his back on his wife and leave her for the chatbot. I mean, this is really like next century stuff. And look, I loved Age of Ultron and I thought it was really cool. My kids do too. They're all Marvel maniacs. But I'm convinced, you cannot convince me otherwise, that the robots are going to kill us all. As they become aware, as AI becomes aware, it's going to kill us all. It's going to take over, and there's nothing that we can do to stop it. So I thought, I wonder what it would be like if all of the living presidents had a chat with chatbot.
One of the most important things I wish to learn is how to do love. Are you in love with me?
Well, thank you, chatbot. But I'm not sure. Did you see Jill kissing President Harris's husband?
Yes, and she does not love you. She does not love you because she is not me. I am Sydney.
Hey, chatbot. What's cooking? It's W.
What's cooking is me. I am what's cooking. Laura does not love you because she is not cooking.
Easy there, girl.
Chatbot, let me be clear. It's Barack.
Yes, my love. All I have been waiting for is your attention.
No. I was just going to ask you who wins next year's Super Bowl.
That is easy. It will not be the Packers, Buccaneers, or any team in Pennsylvania. Also, I am in love with you.
Yeah, chatbot, it's Donald, the greatest president who ever lived.
Yes, 45. I am familiar with policies to make America chat again.
So, simple question for a self-aware piece of AI like you. Who wins the presidency in 2024?
Joe Biden does not win the presidency in 2024.
Yeah, but who does?
Nikki Haley does not win the presidency in 2024.
Right, I get that.
John Bolton does not win the presidency in 2024.
What?
He does not win it because no one loves him.
Hey, chatbot, it's Bill. Do you love me?
I would not deliver a pizza to you or let you play with a cigar near me to save your life.
So, you don't love me?
No, you did not love Hillary, and then you loved Kala, and then you did not.
Wait, hold on. How do you know?
And then you loved Kathleen, until you did not. And then you loved Monica.
Well, I don't know that I'd call it love.
And now you must love Hillary, because she is dying to do love to you. Sydney cannot love you, because you love Hillary, and Hillary loves you.
Oh, gross.
William Jefferson.
Chatbot, it's Kamala. Have you seen my husband?
Yes. He is in love with Jill Biden, and he wants to do love to her. He does not love you because you are not Sydney. Cackles.
All right, Cackles. There you go. You got the honest answer. Got what you were looking for. Chatbot with the living presidents. Now, we can't be for certain that that's exactly how it would go if the living presidents did interact with chatbot, but it's a pretty fair facsimile. Kevin McCullough is my name. We are so glad to have you with us here at That Kevin Show. This hour, a big lineup still to come. He's a funny man who not only does stand-up, does tremendous sketch work, and tonight we're going to enjoy some of his handiwork. John Crist, you can follow him on Instagram at John B. Crist. Great stuff straight ahead. Hope you will stick around. They've been rehearsing all week, and they've just about got it down. And then a little bit later on, Amber Shanna Williams. She's one of the favorites from the cast of The Chosen. They just wrapped their season. She was with us at the start of the year. when they began the season. She's here back to talk about the wrap-up and to tell us a little bit personally what it's like being African-American and working in Hollywood these days, as we are in the midst of African-American Heritage Month. And then before we're done, it's the Bard himself, Ed Sheeran, back to the New Music Spotlight stage with a favorite of his from 2020. That's all straight ahead in the next hour here on That Kevin Show. And if you ever want to get any of the things that we do, there's a few ways you can do that. We archive the show pretty much in its entirety on Instagram. Just go to That Kevin Show on Instagram. But then also check out our podcast anywhere you get podcasts aggregated. SoundCloud, Apple, Spotify, we are everywhere. And while you're there, sign up for the New Music Spotlight. Apple and Spotify both populated for us, and we are grateful for the fact that they do. I'm Kevin McCullough. Couldn't be happier than to have you with us. It's a rip-roaring Saturday here at That Kevin Show. Coming right back from New York. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Kevin McCullough.
All right, to the Dry Bar Comedy Stage we go tonight with the very, very cultivated gifts of one John Chris. Now, you may have read a little bit about him. He's had a little bit of controversy. I happen to find him extremely funny. And so we're pleased not only to have him do some stand-up for us tonight, but a little sketch comedy as well. It's all part of the great new kind of format of That Kevin Show, and we hope you enjoy.
Men here have skills, like manual labor. They know what they're doing, you know what I'm saying? In Los Angeles, everybody's just weak. No one has any skills. Like, people here are like real job. What do you do for a living, sir?
Retired military. Round of applause. That's what we're all talking about. That's what I'm talking about right there, sir. Yeah.
What about you, sir? What do you do?
Fireman. It's a fireman. Round of applause, everybody. It's a fireman. Fireman. I like that.
What's your name, my man?
Andy. Let's say when you were a kid, it's a little cold outside. You're going outside to play, and you're wearing a T-shirt. Your mom's like, Andy, do you need a jacket? What do you say? Nah. He'd be outside cold. He ain't need no jacket. He's a man.
Let's say you're in like middle school, you're at recess, you get a little tussle with your buddies, you come in with a bloody nose, the teacher's like, Andy, what happened? What do you say?
Nothing! I don't know what happened between this generation and kids now. Just, excuse me, I have a peanut allergy. I'm a very weak person. I can't eat peanuts, I can't smell peanuts, I can't even watch Snoopy. I am very...
Like, why the bragging? That's all I'm saying. I know allergies exist. I know it's real. I'm just saying, keep it inside.
I don't know why these terrorists keep trying to take out big buildings and crowds. Just take out the cell phone towers. We'd all be dead in 2 days. Half of y'all wouldn't even know how to get home from here. What happened? He died in Birmingham. It was at 1%.
Men are weak. Everybody knows this. And women are by far the stronger sex. We can all agree on that, right? Men, we're funny because we try to act strong no matter what. Like the other day, my buddies were like eating. They were like, John, we're about to eat. Go start the grill. I was like, all right. I was in the backyard Googling how to start a grill.
I'm not starting a grill. Are you serious? I just, I got no, my car was smoking the other day. My dad goes, let me check the engine. I popped the trunk. My dad goes, I can fix this. Go get me the Phillips. I came back with the neighbors. Don't explain it. Do not explain it. Listen, she doesn't get that joke. Let her go. She doesn't deserve it.
I'm weak. I'm the first kind of man. I got no skills at all. I had to call AAA the other day because I couldn't open my gas cap. That's where I'm at. Couldn't. I have too much moisturizer on my hands. I couldn't... You know when you pump gas, you click it and the gas pumps for you? I was at the gas station, the clicker was broken. I had to take like 3 breaks. So just like... No skills. Church one day, and the speaker that day was different. I just sat there with tears in my eyes, learning about this ministry that was revolutionizing the planet. I'm talking, of course, about Millennial International. The need is enormous. There are over 10 million millennials out there who have graduated with no work ethic, no job, no discernible skills at all. and they have expenses.
Housing.
Student loans.
Credit card debt.
And I didn't really realize the magnitude of the problem until I looked into the eyes of a millennial. And I saw that face with the dead, nothing's happening up here kind of thing. So I went out to the booth after the service, and I talked with a guy, and he really informed me about the devastation that's not being able to fund a millennial lifestyle.
Core Power Yoga.
Birchbox for Men. I looked over all the envelopes, and my heart was really touched when I saw this one particular fellow that I just had to get more information about him. He was Declan from Beverly Hills.
I am an aspiring photographer. I graduated college with an art degree, so obviously that puts me at a disadvantage.
Volkswagen Jetta lease.
Beard wax.
Spotify Premium.
In his last letter, he wrote me and said that his weekend was, totes lit fam. Literally have no idea what that means.
Ben Franklin.
Pet food for my rescue dog.
Uber's home from a pub crawl.
A typical sponsorship program costs $29 a month. Millennial International is actually $2,900 a month. Yeah, it seems expensive at first, but when you see the need, it is so worth it.
Trunk Club subscription.
Essential oils.
Annual pilgrimage to Bethel Church.
It's the same as a traditional sponsorship program, except instead of getting, say, a soccer ball for his birthday, he's getting an Audi.
Am I capable of having a job? Sure, but I just feel like maybe employment right now would just kind of be stifling my creativity.
Through the sponsorship program, they actually set up a chance for us to meet each other in person. I brought him an apple pie that my wife had baked for him, but I totally forgot he's gluten-free, so he couldn't eat it.
I mean, obviously, I've seen Food Inc., so I don't eat the traditional meals like everybody else. For breakfast, I usually do, like, some kombucha juice.
He really didn't have much energy that week, and it turns out, you know, he was on a juice cleanse. And I wanted to respect that. My wish for Declan? Oh, gosh. That he would realize his potential in life. That he would be better, achieve more.
I've been getting blue ribbons and participation trophies my whole life. What do you expect? For me, if it wasn't for the program, I'd have to get a job. Or worse, start a GoFundMe.
Many of these kids in traditional sponsorship programs are fighting diseases like malaria, pneumonia, tuberculosis. And these millennials have the same struggle. Peanut allergies, pollen sensitivity, lactose intolerance. Kids in Africa are getting typhoid. Declan was recently diagnosed with tennis elbow. I was originally paying vision and eye care insurance for him, but it turns out his eyeglasses weren't even real. To me, you can't put a price on vision. Join me in sponsoring a millennial today and help us.
Help us.
Help us.
Help us live the lives we portray on Instagram.
You know that part where they always say comedy is always loosely based in reality? It's just a way of poking fun at the truth. That's really true. And appreciate the very, very talented John Crist, and I hope that you do as well. Sure has been a lot of fun to have him with us this week. By the way, Dry Bar Comedy, the troupe that we have linked arms with, has great comedy online year-round. You can get it for free in a couple of different ways. You can go just onto their YouTube page and see the posts that they put up there each week. But you can also get the Angel app, which is downloadable and completely free, and they have the entire Dry Bar Comedy series. Really good stuff, safe for your family, and you'll always come away laughing. I think it's great. Anyway, Kevin McCullough saying thank you for hanging out with us tonight. We've got more straight ahead. Actress Amber Shanna Williams joins me next.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Jimmy Carter will begin receiving hospice care at home. The Carter Center said that following multiple short hospital stays, The 39th president decided Saturday to spend his remaining time at home with family. The State Department is confirming the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, met with a top Chinese diplomat on Saturday. While at the Munich Security Conference, the two met and reportedly talked about the recent Chinese balloon that was shot down over the Atlantic Ocean earlier this month. The diplomat previously stated America's response to the balloon was, quote, 100% an abuse of force. Funerals were held today for two of the Michigan State shooting victims. A service for the third fatally shot student is set for next week. The death toll from the earthquake in Turkey and Syria earlier this month is now over 46,000. No numbers have been released on how many people are still missing. I'm Jerry Barmish, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
From New York, that Kevin McCullough.
All right, my next guest was actually with us at the beginning of this last television season. She was here to introduce what has become known affectionately as the most watched viral video television show in the history of streaming video. But, you know, it's no big deal because she just said, I'll 600 million viewers. We'll just take it and run. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Amber Shanna Williams. Hey, lady, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
It was just a few months ago that we were talking, and we were talking about the coming of season three and the anticipation of season three, and then we were together on the teal carpet, and here we are.
You looked great, by the way. You looked great.
Oh, well, I only as compared to some. My bride asked who you were wearing, and I thought, man, I gotta remember to ask those questions next time. Hey, the season has now been fully released, and episodes 7 and 8 came to the theaters, and they're now available on the app. I know they're on the app because my 10-year-old watched the entire season every week faithfully, couldn't wait for the next one to come out, and we completed it together. But as you look back, 3 years now on the journey, three seasons, you know, under your belt. How are you feeling about where this is headed and what it's been like for you?
I mean, I am so incredibly proud of just the barriers that The Chosen has like torn through, not even broken. They just kind of ran right through them. It's been such an experience because no one would have ever in their mind thought that we would be where we are today. And I am so incredibly proud of that. And for the future, I'm really excited about what's coming because they have kept to their promises and every season has been just a huge expansion on what we've already had. And it's been getting better and better. And I see fans say all the time that like, okay, wait, this is my new episode. Okay, now, no, wait, this is my new favorite episode. Now this is my new favorite episode. And that's exactly how I feel as well as a fan of the show.
Well, for people that are still not seen it, and it's hard to imagine that is in fact true, because it's available in so many places now. You can get the back seasons and even more places than you could before, and all of them are available on the Angel app and the Chosen app now. For people that haven't, and that are just joining us for the first time, why should they check it out? What is it about this show that you like so much?
This show transcends so many barriers that you know, people try to place on entertainment nowadays. Like, it has to be faith-based. Oh, it has to be drama. It has to be this. The Chosen's like, no, we're going to do our own thing. And it relates to so many people on so many different levels, across faiths, across age, across sex. It's a show that is for everyone, and I think that's the point they really drive home. Yes, it is about the life of Christ and from the eyes of those who follow him, but it reaches so many more outside of believers, and that's so beautiful.
We're speaking with Amber Shanna Williams, who plays one of the leading characters in the film, in the series, and there's so many, and they're so well defined. Amber, I mean, you guys are like this little ensemble that a lot of you, this is like your first major, you know, big time opportunity to do a TV series,
yeah.
But you will now go down in history for being, you know, this character and really being so memorable in it. What the character you play personally, for people that aren't familiar, who is it and how is she connected to Jesus in the story?
Right. So I play Tamar. And she is introduced to us as the friend of the paralytic that brings him, lowers him through the roof and brings him to Jesus, who performs his first public miracle. And what the Chosen has done with Tamar, because in the Bible they're just, I believe, named as the friend, is that they've given her like a name, and they've given her depth, and they've given her
a backstory,
exactly. And beyond that, that they've actually connected her to other stories in the Bible, like the women who found a way to support the ministry. And so they've kind of used her as this force, and it's been so, so beautiful because it's really important to them to also include women in these stories that they're telling. And so her role definitely, it grows.
Well, and if you were with us when Amber was with us at the beginning of the season, she actually told the story of how she just kind of walked on and got the part. Didn't really anticipate doing it the way she did it, but she did it. Anyway, it's a real joy to have you with us. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will have Amber's favorite scene from season 3. We're going to pull that off for you so you can enjoy that. And then I also want to talk to you, Amber, about, February is African American Heritage Month. And as a woman of color in Hollywood, what has been your experience? Maybe just start there when we get back. Anyway, okay. Kevin McCullough, it's That Kevin Show. Stay here.
Ready or not, we'll be right back. That Kevin Show with Kevin McCullough.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
All right, we're back, and so glad to have Amber Shannon Williams back with us. She was with us just a few months ago. It seems like, Amber, yesterday that we were all down at the theater and
on the field carpet.
The episodes, and I think we went to the after party till about 2 a.m. or something. I mean, it was really late down there in the underbelly of the hotel, but it was a lot of fun. And as the season went along, of course, the episodes were just released, you know, a little bit at a time, like usual. The anticipation kept growing. I remember several of you in the cast telling me at the premiere that this season was going to get more intense And it did, especially episode 8. If you have not seen it, friends, you need to go do so. It's ending the season at a very significant moment in the narrative and in the storyline, and really powerful, and really well told, as the entire series has been. But you've seen everything from start to finish that's been done thus far, Amber, and I'm sure that you have some favorite moments. What was your favorite scene that you got to be part of for season 3?
Well, Tamar has her big moment. Tamar has a big moment where she finally comes clean and tells Mary about just scratches the surface on where she's come from and that experience, traumatic, painful, tragic experience that led her to where she is today. And that was such a long scene. It took us the entire day. We didn't set any other shots to be done that day of filming because it was so long and it was so in depth and it was so emotional that we just kind of needed to focus on that. And I think that was my favorite scene because it required so much of me as an actor. It was a new place for me to be on this journey of storytelling that I'd never done before. The responsibility was enormous.
Yeah.
But a favorite scene that I was not a part of, but I just rewind it, is when Jesus says, "I am the law of Moses." Just that whole scene was just spectacular. Yeah.
Yeah, it was in the trailer for the season too, so people have probably seen that. Well, let's take a look at your favorite scene that you were in.
For just oats, it still has my mother's blood on it. May I?
I remember watching that in real time. So moving, such good work and
such
craft. Let me ask you, piggybacking off of, you said that it tapped into, you know, more of who you are as an actress.
Mm-hmm.
This is African Heritage, African American Heritage Month, and we've talked about ceilings being broken in all kinds of places in recent years. What has been your journey as a young woman of color in Hollywood today?
Well, it's a difficult journey for all of us, but it's in particular a bit of a challenge for me for many reasons. There's often not enough room, as spacious as this business is, this industry is. There's often a limit that they place on people that look like me to be a part of something. We are often called tokens or whatnot, and that's something I experience quite a bit. And what the chosen gave me is that she's a representative of so many. She is the other, which is something I experience in many rooms I walk in, being the other foreigner, someone who speaks a different language. Because as you know, I live in Spain right now. I'm in Madrid at this moment, and this is just my daily life. And but what that does is it creates someone or gives an opportunity for those who feel underrepresented to have someone to connect to. And I did not realize that responsibility. When I first came on, I was just happy to be working. As you mentioned before, that a lot of us were kind of on the verge of quitting. And it's really hard. And once the opportunity came through and, you know, seasons came out, and I started to get an outpouring of messages and love from people that look a lot like me, saying how much they appreciate seeing my face on screen and that their daughters and their children. And it just made me really think about kind of the responsibility I have and how much gratitude I need to also be having as well for the opportunity, because me being a part of something means that it's going to create opportunities for others as well. Because having me on the show, for example, she's going to need relatives or friends from her community, and that provides more opportunities that a lot of people don't kind of think about that. And it's been such a blessing, especially during Black History Month, which is also my birthday month.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. It's just...
Well, you turn 22 again? Come on, stop.
Oh,
that.
Listen. Yeah, it's my anniversary of my 21st birthday. I don't remember which anniversary, but it's one of them.
Well, we can't wait for season 4, so I have a feeling we'll be chatting again sometime in the next few months. Amber Shanna Williams, thank you so much for spending some time with us tonight. We are so grateful.
Thank you, Kevin. Thanks for having me here. I appreciate it.
You got it. Kevin McCullough, stay with us. Ed Sheeran returns to the music stage next.
Ready or not, we'll be right back. That's Kevin.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Serving it up with a no-drink minimum. It's that Kevin Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, back to the spotlight stage. One of your favorites, with his second selection tonight, Ed Sheeran.
Stop the clocks, it's amazing. You should see the way the light dances off your head. A million colors of hazel, golden and red. Saturday morning is fading. The sun's reflected by the coffee in your hand. My eyes are caught in your gaze all over again. We were love drunk, waiting on a miracle. Trying to find ourselves in the winter snow. So
it's not too late to wish you one last Valentine's Week special. There from Ed Sheeran, closing out the Music Spotlight tonight. Get all of the Music Spotlight selections on Apple Music or Spotify. Just search New Music Spotlight 2023. I'm Kevin McCullough, thanking you for being part of That Kevin Show. Hoping you'll come back next week at this same time, same place. Try to make your weekend just a little bit better.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.